This podcast is sponsored by Mavericks Western Wear, your one-stop shop for all your rodeo and saddlery needs. Mavericks.net.au.
Now, obviously, every Friday, we've got to talk to Batuta Advocate and make sure we're keeping up to date with just the best news in the business. So, you know the drill. The big fella's on the phone. Clancy Overall, how you going, brother?
Well, thank you, my friend. How are you?
Oh, look, mate, to be honest, it's always a blessing to talk to you on this Fresh As Friday. And look, we know you put a lot of smiles on people's faces, so that's why you're here, brother.
Thanks, mate. Thanks for that. Did you manage to get down to Byron and see Munster
Well, I don't know. Did you send your news crew down? You obviously didn't see me.
Yeah, no, I didn't see you. You're pretty good. You kept off social media. That was good stuff.
Things you got to do, mate. The things you got to do to have fun. Hey, brother, to kick it off, this is probably one of my favourites that you've come up with in the last couple of days. Husband spends $700 to get ridiculed by teenagers online. The only reason why I like this one is because it resonates with myself.
That's you, mate.
It is me.
PS5, baby on the way. You're just sitting there getting yelled at by teenagers.
Absolutely pizzled by teenagers, not yelled at, pizzled. So it's a real tough world in the online gaming system, guys. If any men out there are trying to do it at 30, don't.
How do you respond when a 13-year-old calls you a virgin?
I don't. You just cop it on the chin. You move on, and you try to beat them with my elite skills of gaming. Clancy, and let's just say I'm getting worse and worse as I get older, mate.
Mate, well, you would have been one of the early PS5, PlayStation kids, wouldn't you? You would have been playing Tony Hawk as a young fella.
Well, Tony Hawk was my go-to game. I probably, if anyone's out there listening right there, you can manual pretty, it's pretty hard to manual in that game, but I could manual for a good about 10 minutes. So, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, very skillful, this old boy, it doesn't come easy either. You got to put the hard work in. And Rhonda, she kept a tight ship, at home. So, you just got to do what you got to do.
Find an hour or so a day.
That's it, mate. That's it. And talk about old boys. Your next one that we're going to talk about, you gave it a good crack, old boy. The man, the legend, Diego Maradona.
Yeah, that was the headline we ran. You gave it a crack, old boy, and didn't he just?
Well,
right till the end.
He did, mate. He did. Look, he could play soccer. He could play soccer to the extreme, but I tell you what, he also could party to the extreme.
Yeah, great soccer player, great linesman, they reckon.
One of the best, mate. One of the best. Not just him, you as well. Look, I don't know how you come up with these headlines, but you just keep producing. Every Fresh Friday we get yous on. Look, mate, you're getting better and better. And look, I'll send you out with this one because this one's probably, I love myself a power move. There's nothing better. And this one just caught my eye today. Local alpha male raises schooner slightly higher than everyone else in an ultimate power move.
That's it, mate. There's a few different, different types of body language that can kind of put you above the rest at the pub. Mm-hmm. The bloke that hits the middle of the urinal when there's two blokes either side, that's an alpha move.
That is an alpha move.
Big alpha move. Because Gerald, I've been to the pub with you before. You're more of a cubicle kind of weird.
Anyway, I just don't want anyone to see my stuff,
We don't have to talk about this on air. It's a bit personal. But yes, raising the schooner just above everyone else during a toast, that also makes you a big dog.
That's that is an ultimate power move. Another ultimate power move, actually, Clancy? That's when there's three urinals there, but you line up just behind the guy that's still going.
Some would call that even creepy. It's almost such a power move. So powerful that you're a creep. Yeah, mate, it's all about it. I mean, there's always a kingpin in the pub, but of course everyone gets cut down to size when their football team loses.
So. Well, you're probably right, mate, and I'm definitely one of them. And look, by the way that you guys write your articles, I'd say that you've definitely got the ultimate power move. Clancy, thank you once again for joining us on this Fresh Friday, mate. We'll see you same time, same place next week.
Thank you, mate. I'll see you then.
Bye.